today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're opening up the Auto World Garage, and we've got Mark Evans, our field reporter and expert in the realm of mechanical repairs. He's a certified mechanic, and he's at your beck and at your call. The call number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And if you've got a problem with your vehicle, simple as that, if it's not performing properly, if you're getting fuel economy numbers that aren't so hot, we would love to help you out with that. If you're worried about getting your state emissions test and you're feeling that the vehicle may fail and perhaps want to know a few tricks to get by that or at least some maintenance things that you can do to prepare for it, we can help you out with that. If your vehicle is smelling funny or sounding funny, if it sounds like a bucket of bolts going down the road, if you're losing body panels as it's going down the road, these are all things that you need to tell us about because Mark Evans is here to help you out at 800-259-9231. We have a trivia question out there. Easy one. It's been a slow day on the phones here. We have had a number of emails, but slow day on the phone. So let's turn it around and let's turn up the heat here on Mark and put him to work and also see if we can solve this trivia riddle. Such an easy question. The Imperial. Which manufacturer gave us the Imperial? It was a big deal back in the 60s and was revised in the 80s and 90s, and now it's gone again. I don't think it's coming back. Who made the Imperial? 800-259-9231. Right now, we open up that Auto World Garage, and we see that Mark Evans is properly dressed for his appearance. Mark, thank you very much for being here. And you're looking sharp tonight in that full mechanic outfit there. Tell our listeners exactly what you're wearing.
Well, thank you, Bob. I've got to say I couldn't get the garage door to open on the Auto World garage here this afternoon, and we finally had to get a new remote so that door would get open, you know.
That's good. I know the battery must have been gone or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I got it fixed. So yeah, I'm looking good in my blue striped overalls. I probably look like a train guy, you know. But on that, you know, that Imperial that you're talking about, I that might be a butter company, you know. You never know.
Yeah, I know. That's right. You used to have that, you know, the crown thing and the ding. Yeah. Who knows? We could throw that out there as a question,
you know,
too. Who was the butter company? There's the sidebar question. Who made that?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So what's happening in the realm of things in your neck of the woods? You know, I get a lot of emails out of our great radio station in Iowa, KXEL, News Talk 1540, and there are just so many car people out there in Iowa, and Idaho's not that far from Iowa. I mean, lots of hot rods, lots of muscle cars. It seems to be a lot of really cool car people there in your great state of Idaho.
Yeah, we're actually pretty lucky, you know, for having a four-season type state. I mean, we definitely get some winters. We get the snow and the rain and the hail and the sleet. And you know, those days, Bob, that you're driving down the road and it's sunny out and in the afternoon, it might just sprinkle just enough to kind of wipe out that brand new wash job you just did or that wax job you just did, you know. So, but yeah, we've got quite a few little I call them little sneaker type people and cars that they have these cars that are custom built or you know, stock vintage type cars. In fact, I was just on a website here before the show looking, and found a 55 Ford Fairlane Victoria, and it's for sale, and it's right in my backyard. And, you know, as you know, you and I, we go to Barrett Jackson and Beckham and some of these car auctions, mm-hmm. and like, boy, when I see cars like that for right around $6,000 and $7,000, and they're cream of shape, I'm wanting to, you know, try to kind of fly those up and head to the auction, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's see. Maybe we have an answer to this imperial question. We're listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. One more time, Matt, who have we got? We've got a gentleman by the name of Kevin. Kevin, you're on the air here on Auto World. Thanks for calling in. How are you today, Kevin?
Hey, doing really well, having to go to work, so just on my way in.
Excellent. What kind of work do you do?
I work for the telephone company.
Oh, excellent. And what's the major, what's the telephone company that you work for? Is it one that's local to Iowa, or is it one of the big national firms?
Well, we were local to Iowa. Well, I say local to Iowa. Quest, the telephone company here. We just got bought out in April, and now we're called CenturyLink. But just doing my thing for them.
Well, good for you. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. You know, I definitely remember the Quest name and CenturyLink. Yeah, I noticed that they seem to be taking over a number of different things. So let's see if we can solve the riddle here. Who made the Imperial?
Chrysler.
You got it. And the follow-up question, do you remember the margarine?
The margarine? I'm a butter man.
I can't believe it's not butter, huh?
So how's your vehicle treating you? Do you need any over-the-air diagnostic work here from our mechanic? He's got all his tools out, including that scan tool, which is brand new. How's your vehicle?
Fantastic.
How's your
I got a couple of questions, I guess. My car is a 1970 Chevy Impala convertible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was just, how can I, I had the engine changed out a little bit. It's got a full barrel with the electronic fuel in the choke, and then the HEI, I converted it all from, you know, the old school points and on it, and was wondering, is there any way to tweak some mileage out of that, some fuel mileage?
Well, Kevin, that's an awesome car. I'm going to promise you this. I'm not going to be as greasy as the butter that we were talking about.
All right, good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So did you put a 350 in it?
It originally came with a 350 two-barrel, the Rochester, and it dropped a couple of loads on the cam while I was driving it down south over the years, and so I had to put it away for a while, but had a friend of mine's friend built engines, and he built me another GM 350, and he went ahead, it's just a factory-type manifold, factory type, full barrel on it, nothing special. But he did upgrade mm-hmm. into an HEI ignition.
Good. Yeah, and well, then I gas mileage wise, to get you some horsepower, what brand of carburetor did you put on it?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's one of probably just a factory 70s, 80s carburetor on there. It's got the electronic choke on it, but he had it on his shelf. He builds engines, you know, all the time. So he did me a lot of favors on this engine. But
yeah, well, one thing you can do for performance and gas mileage is probably, it sounds like this is the year that you mentioned, you've probably got a Quadrajet on there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and that's good. Little trick that we do on the Quadrajets, they kind of internally, when you pull those apart, and your builder probably knows this and did that, but they flood out on the internal side in the float bowl. And one thing you can do, a real simple thing you can do yourself, actually, and if your mechanic and technician is a good friend of yours, he knows what I'm talking about here, too,
Hold that thought, Mark. When we come back on the other side, we'll get your complete instructions. Get your paper and pencil out. Everybody, this is Auto World.
December 7, 1941. Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. America enters World War II. Our troops in the Philippines will get no help as Washington concentrates on Hitler's Europe. April 9, 1942. Surrender in the Philippines. The infamous Bataan Death March. Years as POWs. A story of starvation and murder, bravery and hope. Forsaken Heroes of the Pacific War. One Man's True Story by Don Morrow and Kevin Moore. Book profits to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Book price $27.95. Audiobook available at same price. Make check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. That's $27.95. Check or money order payable to the Bedford Group, 17 King Street, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. We're live all across North America, thanks to the GCN Radio Network. Also, check out AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. In the weeks to come, we'll be live there as well. But check out our very cool network's website, GCNLive.com. Archives are there. Podcasts are there. On demand there. Listen on the phone. We've got just about everything imaginable. Kevin is with us on the line, talking with our very special guest, our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, a certified mechanic, Mark Evans. And Kevin's got some issues with a classic vehicle and wanting to improve its fuel economy. And we've all got our pens or pencils ready and pieces of paper in front of us. So go ahead, Mark. Tell Kevin what he needs to do here to get a little bit of fuel, better fuel economy out of that Quadrajet.
Yeah, actually, a lot of items, Bob. Kevin, 70 Chevy Impala convertible is an awesome car, 350 Chevrolet in it, and it sounds like Kevin's got the Quadrajet on it. So the easiest way, Kevin, for yourself to make it happen and get more performance and gas mileage, you can go down to your local parts store. They have all our parts stores have a hot rod aisle, I call them. Look for the chrome valve covers, that aisle. Good candy, you know. And you'll find a spacer plate hanging there that goes underneath the Quadrajet. So anyone can do that. You can unbolt the Quadrajet yourself. If it's sitting right on top of that stock intake manifold, it's designed for a four-barrel, which the Quadrajet is a four-barrel. That means there's four holes underneath it. But the stock intake manifolds, when you take the carburetor off, you'll find that there's two intake manifolds Chevrolet built back in those days. And one was you have the primary holes, which are the two-barrel side holes, which are real little, and then the secondary holes, which are separate holes in the intake, and then they had the other manifold that was for the big HP horsepower, the 275, 285 horsepower engine, and that was a hole that was all a big, huge hole. I mean, you know, there was no separate holes. So you can buy one of those spacers, and it works with both intake manifolds. It comes with the gasket. Just unbolt the Quadrajet, put the spacer on there. What you're doing by doing that is basically causing more of a vortex, a tornado is another word for it, and it causes that on the two-barrel side, if you never, you know, get on it, get down into the, kick those secondaries of four barrels in, that thing will get really good gas mileage. And then, truthfully, when you do stomp on it, Kevin, and you decide to blow away that Ford or the Dodge, you're going to have a really awesome vortex, and that four barrel will actually, what it does is it increases the vacuum pounds per square inch from 11 up to about 14, and hang on, Sloopy. You know, you'll take off, and you'll burn a lot more gas when you kick the four barrels in, which that's what you want to do to beat the Dodge with the Ford. But on the two barrel side, you can cruise around town and go to your cruises and have fun in the two barrel side and get really good gas lines. And that's not going internal. You know, you can take the Quadrajet apart, take the top off if you're so inclined to do that. And if I'm not mistaken, the Quadrajets back in the day had, you look, take the top off and look straight down in the center of the Quadrajet with the light, probably a magnifying glass. You'll see a number on these two little brass, looks like two chunks of gold down in there. Those are the jets. And on top of those jets, there's a number, and I believe they were 54 or 55, the number. And so back in that day, that's how we kind of fine-tuned and or got more horsepower out of the Quadrajets. We would pull those 54s out, or the 55s, and we would go up in numbers in order to, what that does is just put 58s, and then that makes that hole bigger in the center of the jet, which causes more gas to go down through the center, which causes it to get a little more horsepower, which, again, I can blow that Dodger Ford away on that Dragster. So,
right.
But on the other side of the coin, if you want to go back to the gas mileage side, put 49s in it, smaller hole, the needles that go down through the center of those jets will still go through the 49s and get you some awesome gas mileage. But again, the other brands might get you off the line. You know, you might not be spinning that right rear tire like you do now.
that's an ice cream get. I love the three kids in the back and, head out to Monticello and go get some ice cream cones. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, that's fun car, you know. I love convertibles. That's what summer's all about, getting naked.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I hope that helps you out. And if you have further questions, you can always follow up next time Mark is with us. But we thank you so much for the call.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, our telephone number is open for business here. It's 800, it's 259, it's 9231, and Matt is standing by. He's my technical genius producer at GCN Master Control, and if you've got a problem, you're not getting good fuel economy like the last gentleman, or you want better performance, or you've been to your local shop and they told you you've got a broken thingamajig and you don't know what it is and you need Mark to explain what it is and you want to run their price by Mark, he'd be more than happy to help you out on that. Or if the vehicle is sounding strange, yeah, every now and then I'm out there on the highways and byways of America. That seems to be my word of the night, the highways and byways of America. I hear cars that sound like buckets of bolts, you know, they're just like, and I don't know how they're going, but they're going, just the buckets of bolts. That's definitely not a good sign.
That's the camshaft you're hearing, Bob, that hot rod, you know, that hot rod car blowing you by, man. I understand you're driving the new Fiat.
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I've got the new Fiat 500C, which stands for Cabriolet Convertible.
Ooh.
So it's got the sardine can roof. It's power activated, so you push the button, and it rolls it back like a sardine can, keeps the sides of the car up. You know, this particular one is an automatic, and it's painted an unusual green color, kind of like a light green. It's got a lot of artsy touches inside. It's smaller than a Mini. I mean, this is a really small car. But, it's an attention getter, though, especially women seem to like it. Younger women.
Oh, yeah.
Younger women.
Sure.
You know, the perfect car for you, you know, since you're a single guy. You know, the perfect car, you know.
Well, I'm all about the repair side of it all, and I thought I'd bring this up. A little trivia, you know, the Fiat... you know, those letters stand for something other than Fiat. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I do. Maybe we'll make that a trivia question. Yeah, there was a famous old saying about Fiat.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see if anybody remembers that old F stands for something, I stands for something, A stands for something, T stands for something. There's definitely a lot of different situations out there. I had a woman drop by the house here to give something to my wife.
When
she was in her 40s. And
car,
anyway, we'll be back with more.
Geez, I've got to hit 7 dealers in the next 5 hours.
Then there's TrueCar.com.
Okay, I'm logging on to TrueCar.com. Easy. And TrueCar.com is showing me what others paid for the exact same car I want. Whoa, now they found me an even better price. I'll save $3,200 with TrueCar.com.
The other?
Oh, great. I'm out of gas. Honey, I need to take your car.
Okay, but you'll have to drop Tiffany at ballet, Bobby at baseball, and Banjo at the groomer.
Let's go.
The best part is you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. To print out, take to the TrueCar.com certified dealer and pick up your new car.
Welcome to our dealership, Mr. Barnes. Let's get you your new car. Or...
okay, Bobby, here we are. Bobby!
Dad, you left him at the groomers.
TrueCar.com. Get the best price from a local TrueCar.com certified dealer. You're in the driver's seat. TrueCar.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have
have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Mark Evans is with us, and that means it's time for you to call into us at 800-259-9231. If there's something wrong with your vehicle mechanically and would like a free over-the-air diagnostic evaluation by one of the country's finest automotive technicians, we are here to help you at 800-259-9231. We also got the trivia question out there. Kind of a funny trivia question. This was a phrase regarding Fiat, and as I was saying before the bottom of the hour break, I had a 40-something-year-old woman drop by the house last week, just dropped something off, and her reaction to the Fiat 500C in my driveway was, I didn't realize Fiat was still around. She evidently didn't realize that they went away for like 35 years. And then the other thing that I've noticed just driving it is, like I say, lots of young females really like it. Teenage girls really like it. You know, it has a little bit of that mini look. It's got kind of some designer features. And, you know, it's smaller than a mini. So this is a small car, but yet it's got more airbags than a mini. So how do you like that? Here's a question for you, Mark. Have you ever, what happens if your airbag goes off, if you're in an accident, and, you know, God forbid you're in an accident and you don't sustain, you know, serious damage, so you need to go to a, to an auto, let's say you drive a big truck, because I actually have known situations like, you drive a big truck, big honking truck, and you hit some car, and your truck doesn't get damaged at all in the front end, and yet your airbag goes off. Have you ever replaced an airbag in your long and storied career?
I have, yes, to answer your question, I have, and they're very safe to replace. I that's one thing I don't recommend the home doer, you know, do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the airbags, Bob, are very interesting when you're underneath the dash.
I'm sure.
I don't want to give too much out here, but it's kind of, we call it the belly button cord. It's yellow. And you want to stay away from the yellow cord when you're up underneath the dash, because that does ignite your airbag at your steering wheel. But they are very touchy. You don't, you know, I just don't want anybody to get hurt by any means. And the thing is that a lot of people, sometimes I get this question a lot, well, Mark, can I fix it myself? And the simplest little thing of, you know, Bob, we talked about before, that engine light or another light that comes on people's dashes as that other light that has got an EBS in it. And EBS is another light, and that stands for electronic brake system.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us, we say, hey, I can fix it myself. I can get that light turned off. So, you know, wrapped around that airbag word here, you read in your tech manuals, Ms. Haynes, of course, we both know that, and Mitchell, and the brands of books out there that helps all of us maybe learn how to do it ourselves. And I know that, you know, some things you just don't want to do yourself. And fuse boxes, you know, you get in the tech book and it tells you that you have to cross, get there where the OBD2 connector is, and there's letters on those connections, and it tells you to take a paper clip and put one end of the paper clip in that one letter, and take the other paper clip in and put it in the other letter, and that will make that engine light flash. Well, Bob, truthfully, very serious is, you know, if someone accidentally puts it in the wrong peg, they're right next to each other, they put that paper clip in one peg and put it in the other wrong peg, kaboom, airbag goes off. Yeah. So that's one thing you really, you know, it's so much easier to just go over to the parts store and ask them to, you know, plug their OBD2 scan tool in and get that light to do its thing on the scan tool. But yeah, airbags are, and you know, they're ignited at all times. Truthfully, you go into the wrecking yard and someone wants to get a new steering wheel or something, there's an airbag in there, and again, they're charged up. So be really careful. Don't think for one second that, you know, anybody can, you know, you can disconnect your battery and sit around for 5 minutes or 6 minutes and disable that airbag, because some models you can't do that with, some models you can't do that with. So I've replaced some. Some I haven't. I've actually turned down some customers to say, no, I don't know the whole scoop on your brand. I would recommend that you go to the dealer, because the dealer's been trained on your make and model, and they know exactly how to disable the airbag prior to going in and replacing, you know, that turn signal switch, you know.
Yeah.
And that's something. The turn signal switch is right underneath that airbag, and the emergency flashers are in the steering column, and the cruise control is up in that steering column. And so when it comes to that word steering column, I just recommend for everybody to, you know, say, nope, not for me, and head to the dealer. Let them do the lighten that airbag off if they want to. And they're not cheap either, you know. Bob,
I can imagine, yeah. Well, I heard at one time that there were, you know, people were stealing steering wheels just for the airbag, just to sell it on the black market.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because airbags are, you know, starting at $2,500 and going up, and there's a lot of, what can I say today, of our cars, there's so many awesome, expensive parts that the other side, I call it, on the fence wants. And, you know, the catalytic converters they've got a platinum in it, platinum metal in them, and they're worth a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, you know? They are.
So,
well, our telephone number, we'll just remind folks, 800-259-9231. We have the kind of funny question out there. Fiats, there used to be a funny expression, we'll give the first word away, it was fix it, right? We just gave two,
yeah.
Fix it. So we just need, what does the AT stand for? Fix it, and what's the rest? AT. That's the telephone number, that's the clue for you. Telephone number is 800-259-9231. And again, if you have a problem with your vehicle, want a free over-the-air diagnosis. Mark is truly one of the best diagnosticians in all of North America. So give us a call, 800-259-9231, or if you can fix that kind of funny bit about Fiat. There have been many of those kind of funny sayings over the years. What was the old Ford one? My father-in-law once said that.
There's so many, like, say, we could put a book together on them.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have a favorite one outside of the Fiat one that we've got out there as a trivia question?
Oh, heck, I think, you know, truthfully, that's why it came to me when you mentioned you said something about driving a Fiat. That's one of ours that in the repair side of it, that's kind of a little hint for everybody. We always, laughed about that. And, you know, a lot of shops back in that day when we did see, we got to kind of backtrack too, Bob, and let everybody know who builds that brand today. And it is a fine automobile because back in the day, going on with our trivia question, it's, you know, we'd laugh at repair people. Oh, no, sorry, we don't want to see that one in here. but today it's a different story. Daimler Chrysler, is that the brand that?
Yeah, the Chrysler Group, and of course they're involved also with Fiat, which is involved with Maserati and Ferrari, which is a different group from the Fiats of years ago. So it'll be interesting to see the success of Fiat, and Alfa Romeo is also part of that equation, and Lancia, a different one, hard one to pronounce, L-A-N-C-I-A, Lancia, some people pronounce it that way. Reportedly, a number of future Chryslers are actually going to be Lancias underneath the skin, so that will be interesting to see. What also will be interesting to see, what happens after the next break here at 800-259-9231 or BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. Email your questions for Mark right now. Matt is standing by.
I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about. Presented by Haggerty.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
The Long Drive.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust. A little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats. 556 horsepower.
For TheLongDrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed, we are here, and we thank you so much for being with us each and every Sunday at this time. Next Saturday, actually, I'll be in the great state of Michigan for an unusual event. It's going to be held at the Michigan International Speedway. It's going to be a yearly event, and my business partner on AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com is one of the people behind it. It's going to be a day-long event starting 11 o'clock in the morning, going to 11 o'clock at night. It's www.mi-fast.com, and I'm inviting a lot of automotive folks to come, and some of my automotive journalist colleagues will be there as well, and we hope to get some interviews with some of the artists, including Sheryl Crow. So check it out if you're in the Michigan area next Saturday, and there's camping available there too for those who are so inclined. Mark, you should bring your RV over to the Michigan International Speedway. I can get you free VIP tickets, two tickets, $800 it would be. Normally, I'd get them for free for you.
Oh, my goodness, Bob. I'm going to have to call Chevy Chase and get in the RV and head your way.
Very good.
That would be fun. Do you think you could talk him into letting me do a test lap in a motorhome around the racetrack?
You know, I think we should. I think I'm beginning to think I'm going to need to do a TV show. So that's something. Maybe we should do collaborate on a television show together, and we'll just do crazy things like that. You know?
Oh, that would be awesome. You know, we were talking. It's a Chevrolet. I got a Chevrolet chassis underneath there, and you know what the Chevrolet guys say about Ford?
Yeah.
You know. The F-O-R-D stands for Found on the Road Dead.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, we have the Fiat one out there. Maybe John in Iowa can help us out. John, welcome to the program. How you doing? Oh, he's gone. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We already gave away half of it. Fiat, what does it stand for? Fix It? What's the A and the T stand for? Free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, or your choice. You can have that or an autographed picture of Mark Evans. Either one. You can have either one put in your mailbox. And it's a tough choice, to be honest with you, because Mark's a good-looking guy. So it could be worth some serious bucks. Yeah.
They could almost put it in their glove box.
I could almost put it in the glove box, and you could always have Mark coming along for the ride. 800-259-9231. Have you ever fixed a Yugo? There's a question for the ages.
Oh, Bob. I was lucky. lucky enough back in, the 80s again, early 80s, when I very first started up my repair shop business and had the little square ad out and all, and the yellow pages, you know, spent, big money, you know, huge money. Man, I could barely afford that $78 a month, but we made it happen. And I got a call in from a gentleman. I'll never forget him. He's passed away today. And he called in, and of course, I was answering my own phone, landline, back in the day, and answered the phone. He says, "Hey, I've got a question. I heard through the grapevine that you come out mobile." And that's exactly how I started my business, as I went out mobile to customers' houses and listened to their cars and whatever they had with my ear, and, you know, back to diagnostic work again. You know, tried to figure out what was going on and give them an answer. And this gentleman's name was Bill, and he said, "Well, I've got a very unique automobile here, and I don't know if you've ever worked on one yet or not, but it's a Yugo." I said, "A what?" You know, green behind the ears, of course, young at heart, zip on the face, ready to, you know, stomp out the world in the auto repair world and really kick some, you know what. And I said, "A Yugo?" He says, "Oh, yeah." He says, "You get a kick out of it. It's a little two-door car." I said, "Well, what's it look like?" He says, "Well, it kind of looks like the old 78, 79 Ford Fiesta." And I said, "Oh, I know. Fiestas roll well." So I said, "If it looks like one, I can fix it." You know, of course, I was hungry for, you know what, money. And so I went out and bought everything that came in. And I went out and met him. And, you know, I'll never forget the Yugo. And that was the first and last Yugo that I ever actually did see in my whole entire life. And it wouldn't run right. It was missing. And all he needed was a good, healthy tune-up. But I'll never forget Bill. He towed it behind his motorhome, an old 81, 82 Founder brand of motorhome. And he put on the back of the Yugo, which was just for fun, his wife and Bill made a big, huge wind-up button. You know, like it was a wind-up toy.
Oh, that's great.
Yugo was like a silver in color, and the wind-up button that he made was like it was a metal wind-up metal toy, matchbox, you know, and they put it on the back window, and it was painted blue, so it stuck out like a sore thumb. I'll never forget that car.
Great Yugo story. Looks like Bill is back with us in Iowa. Bill, John, in Iowa. KXEL, hello there, John. Welcome to the broadcast.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll have to talk to the phone company, not the last one. But anyway, you want FIAT?
Yeah.
Fix it again, Tony.
Oh, you got it. Absolutely.
Oh, there it is.
Ring the bell, Mark. Have you got a bell nearby?
Well, I tell you, that's one advantage of being a 70-year-old car nut. You can remember all these old jokes.
Oh, that's good. So what's your favorite car of all time?
My favorite car of all times? I don't know. Ones that I can afford or ones that I can't afford?
I don't know.
There's a lot in the
can't afford category. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm like you, too, right about now. What about in the new car realm? Let's say you won the lottery and you wanted to treat yourself with a brand new car, and you could buy whatever you want. You won multiple millions of dollars. What new car would you
buy?
Oh,
yeah, I'm still waiting for the ticket to come in from the Iowa lottery. I'd say something red from Maranello in Italy would work for me.
Very good. I didn't expect that. Outstanding. Outstanding. Congrats.
I've got a Ford in the driveway. That's fine. But red's my favorite color.
A prancing horse from Maranello, a Ferrari. Wow. Any of them will do. A California or a 458
Italia. Oh, I'm not particular. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hope that comes true. That sounds great. Well, hang on the line. Matt's going to get all of your information, and we'll send you out. Do you want the picture of Mark or the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage?
That's a tough decision. Whatever you've got the most of.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll have to leave it up to fate then. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're a great caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Mark,
well,
you better stock up on those photos.
Yeah, we're going to have to play paper, rock, scissors on that one.
So So one Yugo experience. I like that. So there have been rumors in recent times that they were thinking about bringing back yet another Yugoslavian car. The same guy that brought it over the first time, Malcolm Brooklyn, he was thinking about doing it, but never got off the ground. We're still waiting for the first Chinese car. You know, when I go to the Detroit Auto Show every year, if I'm lucky, you know, the Chinese manufacturers show their wares. I don't know why, because they're miles away from hitting the American marketplace. But then again, who knows? Around the bend, definitely we're going to see it. But of all the vehicles that you worked on throughout your entire illustrious career, what was the one that you really wanted to pull your hair out on? I mean, was it an exotic car? Was it just an ordinary repair gone bad? What was it, the Yugo experience? What was the one that really got your oil boiling?
Well, Bob, in 30-plus years of doing it, there's a lot of brands that you know, I'm very lucky. I'm kind of a generic. I like all cars, all brands, and all colors. I like all people. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. But, you know, it's not so much of putting the hands on the metal and getting the part out and putting a new part in. It's more the brain power, to say the truth. The word diagnostics again, you know, because you got to communicate with the car. And, you know, for some reason, the only cars I've met that talk are the ones in the car movie.
That's true. Well, remember, like Chrysler had in the 80s, they had the awful recordings there, like your door is ajar. It was like a female voice.
Absolutely, and I still to this day, I'm trying to figure out where the lid is for the jar to open the jar up.
All right, well, Mark, looks like they're chasing us out the door. Any words of wisdom here before we say goodbye for tonight?
Best thing I can say is for everyone to smile and always burn fuel and have fun driving that love affair of the car.
Excellent. Mark, we'll have you back with us real soon. Thank you for joining us, and everybody out there, thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.